Hello, guys. I have not been to a live concert in almost 2 years. The last thing I saw was Moulin Rouge before everything closed down. And then after that, I saw a play at Playwrights Horizons, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, in maybe February. But I haven't seen anything live until tonight. And during this terrible pandemic, the way I would get through this was I would listen to some of my favorite performers. One of them, Brian Stokes Mitchell, who I've seen in numerous Broadway shows. I saw him in The Man of La Mancha on Broadway when I was a kid. My parents took me. It's amazing. Many years later, I saw him in Kiss Me, Kate with Maren Mazzie. Oh, I saw that. I think that was in 2000, or it was right after another pandemic when September 11th happened, and I remember living through that. And I saw Kiss Me, Kate, and Brian Stokes was just amazing with Maren Mazzie. She's missed. And I got to interview Maren when they did that production of Kiss Me, Kate. I was just starting out, but I got to speak to her. And I did this series where I would go to shows and interview celebrities on Broadway and bring groups of people to see shows, and then I'd interview them on Broadway. And unfortunately, I didn't do it with Kiss Me, Kate, but I've always really admired Brian Stokes. And during this pandemic, I also saw him in Ragtime with Audra McDonald, who's one of my ultimate favorite singers in the world. And I got to interview Audra at Sesame Street numerous years ago, and her little daughter was there, and I got to interview her and the puppet, Abby Cadabby, which was, you know, quite an experience, and watched what went on at Sesame Street. That was exciting. That was right after I saw Audra in Porgy and Bess. Anyway, how I've been getting through this pandemic has been by listening to Audra McDonald, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Norm Lewis, Aretha Franklin. These people have literally saved my life during this terrible, terrible year, where I've been in absolute solitude. Also, the dogs in my building helped too, I must say. But tonight, for the first show that I got to see, really first concert that I've gotten to see live as opposed to watching Stars in the House or plays on Stars in the House, I got to hear Brian Stokes Mitchell sing some amazing songs, very inspirational. He is one of my absolute favorite singers. When I won the lottery, I was kind of ecstatic because I've always loved his work. I used to watch him on Trapper John MD when I was a little kid. And I followed him through all the shows that he, you know, Ragtime, God, I've seen everything, I think, that he's done. Man of La Mancha. And this show today at Lincoln Center, outside, you know, in little small groups, was, you know, one of the most amazing things I've seen in a long time. It was definitely in the last 2 years. I mean, but if you could get a ticket, I would. You can go to TodayTick. There's a show tomorrow. There's a show on Friday. And it's called Restart. But if you go to the TodayTick app, try to win a ticket. It is 2 hours of absolute bliss. He went through a really hard time. I didn't know he got COVID-19 and he managed to survive it. And you would never know. His voice was pristine. He has the most glorious voice. The one thing I wish he would have, I'm so glad at the end he sang Impossible Dream, but he did sing some songs from Ragtime and some songs from Man of La Mancha, and he didn't sing anything from Kiss Me, Kate. He sang a lot of, I'm not going to tell you every song, I don't want to spoil it, but it's really a miracle of miracles. If you want to see something really great, it's free. Go on the TodayTick lottery and try to win tickets to see Brian Stokes Mitchell. There's a performance tomorrow night and Friday night. And then he's coming back in August. And I really advise is if you're in the Lincoln Center area, it is the greatest. It is one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to, and I am really choked up about it. I'm exhausted because I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning, but it was worth staying up to watch the show. And I have to tell you, oh, Brian Stokes Mitchell is one of the greatest singers of all time. And you need to see this concert if you can. And hopefully Lincoln Center will broadcast them later if you don't, because it's they should, I think they taped, hopefully they taped it. It's really wonderful. He sings The Impossible Dream and he sings some songs from Ragtime, and unfortunately Audra didn't come up and sing. I was hoping she would make an appearance, but maybe some other time. But it's a great show. I recommend it highly. It's Restart. Go to Lincoln Center. You could get for tickets for the lottery. It's on today's ticks, and go to the concert Restart, and try to win the lottery. It is only live right now. And it is free. And it is magical. Okay? He is the unreachable star. He is the star. And his voice is perfection. You can't get it any better than him, honestly. Except maybe Audra McDonald is equal. They're my two favorites. But anyway. Thank you, Mr. Mitchell, for making this one of the best experiences since, this pandemic happened. Thank you. You are the unreachable star. You are the star. And I'm speechless because I just think you're a phenomenal singer. And thank you for doing this concert. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I tell my readers, go and see it. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.